for this morning. Chen, Zhao Li Chen against Eric Holder, 13-2374. Mr. Zhu.
Good morning, Your Honor. Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the Court. Your Honor, this case is whether an immigration judge can render an adverse credibility determination against the respondent based on a clear error or misunderstanding, while that the respondent does have some omission made between the written statement and the testimony during the mirror hearing.
It's hard for me to imagine what else the immigration judge can do. There is usually a mixture of evidence, and in this instance, although you have a theory of why maybe an adverse credibility finding shouldn't have been made, it's certainly within the realm of reason to understand these statements as contradictory. Doesn't violate any rules of physics that I know of or anything else. And so it really strikes me as a classic call for the trier of fact.
Yes, Your Honor. If we can look to the questioning from the immigration judge on the transcript, page 118 to 119.
Is this what you've got quoted in your brief?
That's right.
Well, again, it almost sounds to me like you're asking for a de novo factual determination from this court, and the immigration judge finds actually quite salient the difference in his account of the treatment that he received from the police at various points in time.
Yes. Your Honor, immigration judge in this case, as same as BIA, I mean Board of Immigration Appeal, saying that there was omission in the respondent's statement between the written statement and as well as a mirror hearing. What our argument is, the respondent at the time was a rush for the asylum application, because even with a rush, still have 1 day short for 1 year deadline.
He was actually, I think, over a day, but be that as it may, what the immigration judge thinks, and again, I'm not saying that maybe you couldn't think something else, but what the immigration judge thinks is something as important as whether you were beaten at the time of your arrest, somebody, you know, with a baton or whatever, is such a central fact that it's not, and it takes a minute to say it to somebody. He was represented at the time he files this petition. So a permissible inference is that maybe he's escalating things.
Your Honor, during the questioning, the respondent did say he was beating during the interrogation, not at the time, but immigration judge, after questioning, determined that he was inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
So if from the question I quoted in the brief, everybody, I can say that the judge was wrong, made a clear mistake saying that my client was saying there was no beating whatsoever. But my client did say that I was beaten during the time other day during the interrogation. It is one of the base for immigration judge make the determination, if you can look at the decision of an immigration judge, saying additionally, this is the point for the adverse credibility determination. This is a clear error. BIA did not address this issue, only in a footnote, saying that because we did not raise the objection, so it does not have evidential weight. We did not agree that. The reason is, at that time, my client had health problem during the mirror hearing. Also, judge did not give us a decision at that time. If the judge is saying this is one of the base for the decision against my client, yes, we will say this is a clear error. The decision was not made, and if after 3 months later, in a written decision, we received. So we did not have any chance to object. This is one of the base for the adverse credibility determination. Also, there was one misunderstanding for my client participating in the church. I think also I quoted in my brief, said, how often did you go to this church? My client saying that last month I went to going to every weekend, and also then I went to somewhere else, not near here. That means is, yes, my client did went to church in the last month, but he also went to other church sometime else. This also a misunderstanding. So our request is not that big.
Was your client testifying using an interpreter?
Yes. It's a court-appointed interpreter. So we did not ask that much. We want this court to remand the case to let my client to clear all the misunderstanding and error. If the judges still make the same decision, then so be it. Not that much. Just want to remand the case. Otherwise, this decision is based on a clear error misunderstanding. Under the Hazen v. Holder, this court was saying, hold that by contrast, in Georges v. Ashcroft, we held that applicant's omission, arrest, beating from her application did not support adverse credibility determination. Where the judge, where the IJ has also relied on minor inconsistencies regarding exact date and a persecution event. The same is here. The judge has relied on the misunderstanding and a clear error to make a decision. My omission is not that big. It's not that just omit a whole entire event. It's just did not have time to provide the detail for the mistreatment. Also, I have to mention is my client did testify after submit that application before the USCIS asylum officer. What happened? This statement is consistent with the statement in the mirror hearing.
Okay. Thank you. You can save the rest of your time for rebuttal if you wish.
Thank you.
Mr. Stalzer.
Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the Court. My name is Rob Stalzer on behalf of the Attorney General. Your Honors, I urge you to deny this petition for review. Substantial evidence does support the Board's decision that because the testimony contained material omissions, because it was equivocal with regard to the key point, because he had demeanor issues and difficulty testifying, and because he lacked corroboration, that the testimony was not sufficient to meet his burden of proof to qualify for asylum. Your Honors, it's more than just the equivocal testimony about the beating, which I think if you read that transcript section that the petitioner's counsel put in his brief, I mean, it was equivocal testimony.
It looks very confused to me. It reminded me of a Monty Python skit. I mean, people are talking, you know, all over the place, but it's...
What struck me, Your Honor, was that he said his memory was blurred, which I think was...
But what everybody's talking about, you know, when did you say you were beaten, and Was it before the police incident or after? It's kind of confusing. And the immigration judge seems to recognize that, because the immigration judge says, in that opinion, that these problems diminish the persuasiveness of the testimony. However, they do not alone support a finding that respondent isn't credible. So the immigration judge then turns to the corroboration point, finds that that's rather clearly insufficient, and at that point says no. And then we move to the board, and the board says that the immigration judge was within the bounds of discretion to handle it that way.
Indeed, Your Honor. And the corroboration point, I think, is dispositive. The immigration judge at the first merits hearing says, before the testimony was given, I have a problem because there is a lack of corroboration in this case. I'm giving fair warning, like, we need clear testimony to support your claims or corroboration. And he never came forward with corroborative either testimony or documents or anything that could...
He has this one letter from Wei Li, right?
He does. He has the vague letter from Wei Li that simply states that he went to some religious ceremony. It doesn't even say it was a Christian ceremony in the letter itself. It lacks all the details that would actually corroborate petitioner's testimony. And that's precisely what the immigration judge was concerned about, saying, well, you have said your memory is blurred, and you have failed to come forward with other testimony that would solidify or rehabilitate your blurred testimony, and therefore he couldn't meet his burden. That is,
counsel, there was also an issue about attending church in the United States, but there didn't seem to be any ability to recall the names and locations of those churches.
Correct, Your Honor. The issue there was to determine whether or not perhaps his testimony of his activities in the United States could be corroborated. And again, if he could name the churches or perhaps bring a letter or a witness from some of the churches that he were attending here, that could also perhaps have rehabilitated his vague and confusing testimony. But he didn't come forward with such evidence, and because he didn't, the immigration judge's and the board's, decision is correct, Your Honors, and I urge you to uphold it. If there are no other questions...
Judge Caney, anything else?
Nothing further for me. Thank you.
We'll rest on our brief. Thank you, Your Honors.
All right. Anything further?
Yeah, frankly speaking, I was in the during the mirror hearing. It's a little bit confusing. So BIA used the standard of a clear erroneous.
That's their standard of review from IJ decisions.
There is a clear error and a clear misunderstanding. So that's why we ask this court to remand the case. Thank you, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks to both counsel. We'll take the case under advisement.